Well, it's great to be out here at the farm breakfast at the Haig Family Farm, ladies and gentlemen, in Dane, Greater Dane. There's a Great Dane, there's a Greater Dane, family farm, of course, and the family's doing well. They're topping out, as a matter of fact, doing good. And I know Governor Walker was just here not long ago, but I think the shoveling got most of it. Thank you, and this is a plea for lactose tolerance, ladies and gentlemen. Doing good so far, actually.
Yes, you are.
Catches up on me later, sometimes. It's psychological, I think, lactose intolerance.
It's got to be.
Yeah. How can you live in Wisconsin and be lactose intolerant?
Can't.
You got to learn to be tolerant. And, of course, poor Clyde is suffering here. Just to give you the setting here, we're on the Haig Family Farm, and we're in a tent, and there's a cow waiting to get in here, so I don't know if there's actually... We're in the milking line here, or what? I'm not sure exactly what happens to us.
Fresh milk.
Apparently, we just follow the cow and do what she does, or what's done to her. I have no idea how this works, but it's a huge breakfast. Back to V and around the corner again, and like 4,000 for breakfast. So that was 1,806 over easy. 612 medium over medium. You know, some people are funny about that.
That's right.
You can't really tell a difference, if you ask me. I can. They get a little whiter or something. 117 over hard. 956 scramble. 417 cheese and onion omelets. 273 Denver. 106 egg beaters. There's always the rebels at these farm breakfasts. 1611 white toast. 1477 wheat. 102 pumpernickel. Old school, 43 rye. Ferris of the Fair is here as well, and I looked in the mirror this morning. They said it was not me. Again, Alice in Dairyland, from the children's book of the same name, as you know, where she drinks the 2% and gets very, very small. So she's here, and the Haigs have been at it for weeks, I guess. So just combing 120 heads. It's got to take some time. Then you got to start all over again. So enjoy. Eat all you can hold, but don't even think about staying for lunch, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we can tell you. Hit the highway at 11. They had to hurry the milking, actually, to get everything going here for the farm breakfast. So hopefully they didn't miss anybody. If you hear any explosions during the show, you know, that's what that is. That means they did. In all the Dairyland moos, that isn't. 2% started the day strong, but closed at 1.85. Cheddar block closed at $1.65.70. Butter slid up to $2.04.66 a pound. Non-fat dry continued its climb to 1.662. These are pretty good jokes if you're in the business. If you can't, I can't explain it to you. Dry whey is down slightly, 50 cents or so. 38% moisture barrel up a tick, 1.6863. Class 3 prices are holding strong, but you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like a new Buick is a possibility this year. No Lamborghini tractor, though.
No. Wouldn't
you? How many of you have a Lamborghini tractor? Just curious. Okay, I didn't think so. Get on that R7, you just keep going. You know, a Lamborghini tractor, man. Wow, that'd be... Who's going to stop you? The Polizia are going to stop you in your Lamborghini tractor? Closer to home, John Deere has come up with a hybrid tractor. The engine only kicks in when the horse stops. These are my farm jokes. You got to laugh them up because in the city, these don't work either. So, turning away from hemp, more farmers now are putting in a few acres in K2, smokable incense. So that's, we're just looking at alternative crops here, and that's... Before that market dries up, you know, it seems that scarecrows have had little effect on the corn smut thieves. This is not on, isn't it? Yeah, you know, they're high-end pallet people from Illinois come up here and take our corn smut. I don't know what they do with it. Anybody eat that? Or?
Yeah.
Oh. We thought it was a disease all this time, but they'll eat anything in Chicago, I guess. Okay, where was I then? Governor Walker has slashed funds for the bovine methane collectors that Doyle had in mind there, and he actually, I have a picture of one here. These are actually to collect the methane. They simply ride lightly on the cow's back. They're inflatables, and they collect the methane emissions because it's like Saudi. Wisconsin could be the Saudi Arabia of methane. They're simply collecting all the cow methane emissions, and this is but this is out now, I guess. But of course, they keep pulling the hose out. You know cows. It's hard to pipe them because they keep pulling the hose out. So it comes out to 70 pounds of methane per cow per day, and that's all going to waste right now. It's hard to get them up on the roof of a vehicle, though, to pipe it directly in. So that is a problem. That could be worked out, I think. And then all the methane collected actually can be centralized and piped into the state capitol, which is ideally. That dome there is perfect. Since they got all the exits closed, it'll keep it all in there. You know that. Wind power, it's still pretty, not much happening there. Just that 1911 model at the pump house. So we're hoping a little more about that Don Quixote project.
Yeah.
That Governor Doyle had in mind. They're large windmills to you know, for wind power. And I think it's a good idea. But biomass looks promising, though. We're looking at because everything is biomass. How can you lose with biomass? I think it's, you know, you're biomass, I'm biomass, Jim is biomass. You guys, I don't know, but, you know, start a fire under you, see what happens. Biomass, so I think biomass is the future. Although I tend to, you know, George W. Bush kept talking about a switchgrass. Now, I want to know if he's down there now cutting switchgrass. Is he doing, I doubt it, seriously. But maybe he is, but he was always talking about
switchgrass.
Because, I mean, weeds, you got plenty of weeds out. You wouldn't have to grow crops anymore because if suddenly the weeds are valuable, why would you bother with crops, really? Or even cows, for that matter, unless they can produce methane on a regular basis. Yeah, so Bush is probably down to just burning all the remainders of his book for biomass. You don't hear much about the nuclear-powered farm that was so big in Popular Mechanics in the 50s. But we're looking at, I think, a nuclear-powered manure digester. Is something we should be looking into. Or if a guy could just capture some of that stray voltage and run it through again, that would make a big difference. After a flurry of excitement, raw milk is still pretty much underground. You have to get it from a cow on the corner in New Holstein. It's called handshake milk. You go up there and, you know, like you're shaking his hand. But, you know, I drank it as a kid, and there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, got raw? I think raw's probably a good thing. We're a step closer to the fully automated dairy farm now, as all the cows now have Facebook accounts. And they can content one another. Instead of liking one another, they content one another. Of course, you have to block that wiener guy from sending in his. He's everywhere, believe me. He's on the dairy accounts, too. You're seeing more and more iPod farmers. Now, there's an app for farming, but the bank holds a lien on it. Special at the co-op on 9.5 finger gloves. But they're the same price. But, you know, shouldn't they give you something off? The cows, I'm all sure of this. This is my whole dairy. Years of thought went into this. You know, I'm waiting for this dairy show for how many years now, Jim? Years and years.
25.
25 years. And some, I had to, you know, some of the things are outmoded, so I had to work through some of that.
Update them.
I had to mode them. I had to in-mode them. You know, the cows on waterbeds in Green Bay? You probably heard about that. You know, this guy had. Yeah. Well, it worked too well because the cows were so happy on their waterbeds, they all moved to California. Well, they're moving. They're as far as Partyville right now. But they're going to get there eventually because now they're happy cows in California. Naturally, the cows are happy in California. They're high. How hard is that to be? The sun is out. Yes. Oh, Lord, warm up this little Chattanooga boy. Okay, cool. Oh, that's gone. Just kidding. Artisan cheeses. I don't get the artisan thing, frankly. Who is art, number one? But they've taken off, as I understand it. These are actually cheeses that come up in buckets on a big wheel from an artisan well.
Oh, yeah.
Artisan well cheeses. Right. No, okay, all right, sorry. Like a big fondue, a pond of fondue or something, and the buckets come up. Those are artisan cheeses. And there are artisan milks now, too, I guess, are there? Anyone know what that is? Anyone ever see an artisan milk? I guess that's just when an artisan goes out there and starts grabbing a teat or something. That's called artisan. See the artisan milk. Okay. By the way, T-A-T, I know how you really pronounce it, but we're on the air on public radio. Let's see now. Oh, so the only other thing is the methane is the big thing going on right now. We hope we get that methane channeled because I really think that is the way of the future. But if it doesn't work out, the plan is to bury the cows in peat for a few hundred thousand years and go with the oil. That's all of Dairyland News. That is. And thank you so much. And good night. And good morning to all the cows at sea.